The Georgia case against Trump just officially exploded right before the world's eyes. Bombshell allegations have come out against Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. Allegations that have effectively decimated her sham case against President Trump and threatened to rock the Democrats' increasingly remote chances for 2024 and beyond. I'm going to show you exactly how. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. As you can see, I am on the road again. But as always, I am your Patriot Professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe. And also, as many of you know, unfortunately, we've been completely and totally demonetized by the big tech overlords. But despite their efforts at censoring us, we've got just one thing to say.
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. And he is back. We're back. It's time to show our support and celebrate the great return by clicking on that link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendance to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material and it really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some energy towards what's shaping up to be the most glorious political comeback in history. Now, don't wait, gang. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you don't want to be caught later on paying way more on eBay from someone who bought one now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Click on that link below right now and show your support for Trump 2024 today. Explosive allegations have erupted over the last 24 hours surrounding Fulton County officials. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, who has targeted Donald Trump and 18 others with the single most ridiculous case imaginable regarding the challenging of the 2020 election, the single most bizarre, chaotic election imaginable in our nation's history. Yes, that Fannie Willis, she's being accused of allegedly having an ongoing affair with one of her subordinates, Fulton County Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Now, the bombshell claim comes from attorneys for one of the 18 defendants in this absurd case, a fellow by the name of Michael Roman. His legal team filed a motion to dismiss and disqualify Willis and the special prosecutor based on unethical and illicit behavior on their parts. Now, specifically, the defendant's attorneys are alleging that the two Fulton County officials have been in a romantic relationship with one another, with numerous sources close to both parties corroborating that they are indeed in an ongoing personal relationship, which began before Wade was appointed Fulton County Special Prosecutor. And that's huge. And I'm indebted to Technofog, the Substack legal scholar, for this. Technofog points out that this romantic relationship before the appointment completely violates the Georgia Rules of Professional Conduct, which are the state's guidelines for lawyer ethics. Those rules of professional conduct require an attorney to practice with, quote, independent judgment, which means that government officials like Willis are to be in fact and in appearance independent and impartial in the performance of their official duties. Based on this code of conduct, if these allegations do prove to be true, this would mean the disqualification of both Willis and Wade in that they both failed to maintain an air of professional impartiality in the carrying out of their duties. That's first and foremost. But that's just the tip of the iceberg here. The ethics violation here is nothing in terms of the actual charges. You ready for this? Fannie Willis, based on these allegations, broke the rules governing the appointment of a special prosecutor in order to benefit her lover. So this charge is a bit more technical because it involves Willis's misuse of funds that were appointed for other issues, and instead she used the funds to hire her lover as special prosecutor. Now, what do you think she and he did with those funds? Well, that's where these charges get particularly salacious and frankly sinister. The violation of the appointment rules is an especially key detail here because not only was the beneficiary sleeping with D.A. Willis, but he was getting an inordinate amount of compensation on the taxpayer dime. And again, what this all means is that Special Prosecutor Wade received, according to the court filing, almost $1 million in legal fees from Fulton County, substantially exceeding the compensation for any other Georgia state or county prosecutor. And to make it even worse, these funds were used, again allegedly, the inordinate funds were used to pay for Willis's and Wade's extravagant vacations and getaways, like on a Royal Caribbean cruise and the like. So when all is said and done, the court filings are alleging that Fannie Willis and her alleged lover have been personally profiting off this sham prosecution against Trump. That's the key allegation in all of this. Fannie Willis and her alleged boy toy have been financially benefiting off of this sham prosecution. Now, of course, we're going to have to see how everything plays out here in the days and weeks ahead, but I think the allegations themselves are huge in terms of the key takeaway from all of this. What we have to understand in terms of what's happening here is that our legal system is going through nothing less than a crisis of legitimacy, right? Trafalgar polling has found that 79% of Americans believe that we live in a two-tiered justice system that protects the establishment at the expense of ordinary citizens. The most recent Harvard-Harris poll found that 55% of the population believes that these indictments against President Trump are politically motivated. 56% believe that they are deliberate interferences in the 2024 election. So make no mistake, these allegations regarding Fannie Willis and her alleged boy toy are only going to further delegitimize the legal system in the eyes of more and more Americans. This is why I think no matter what happens here, Trump is already the ultimate beneficiary in all of this. All these allegations ultimately do is further crush whatever remaining trust and legitimacy the legal system has had in the hearts and minds of the vast majority of voters. The very fact that the district attorney may have been profiting off this illicit legal persecution together with a boy toy that got unethically appointed to the prosecution is enough to blow apart any hope that this case against Trump is going to have any semblance of plausibility in the hearts and minds of the vast majority of American voters. When all is said and done, no matter what happens, the Democrats' case has imploded in Georgia.
As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.